The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up in 15 minutes, we'll get to the random question of the day. We were talking to CDOT during the break about the very conversation we just had about the records.
And everything. He's got him at 14 wins.
Yeah, and the more and more we were talking about it during the break, the one record that I don't think is possible, like on the north side of 14, is actually 16-1. You're like, what do you mean? I think if you think, like, it's got to be 17-0, 15-2, or 14-3.
16-1
doesn't
sit right, huh?
Well, it doesn't, because how do they get the one? Because
they lose to the Steelers and then Carson Wentz wins?
Because here's the thing. For 16-1 to have happened, to me, that means they're undefeated going to the Broncos game, and they play the starters, and they lose to Denver week 18. I don't think that's likely, but that's the one. The other scenario would be what you said, which is that they already would have lost, and they, of course, would then have the one seed locked up heading into 18, and so they benched the starters, but Carson Wentz still beats the Broncos, who might be playing for a playoff spot. I don't like that scenario, relying on a backup to get me to 16-1, so I actually think it's, if you think 16-1, you got to pick 17-0 or 15-2. That's just...
If I'm doing that, I might as well pick 17-0.
That's way more entertaining, yeah.
Picking who? No one picks unders. Like, overs are more fun. I'm rooting for, because, like, you know how this is. You're like, I'm picking under 14 and a half yards from Mecole Hardman. I'm going to spend 60 minutes watching football, hoping the ball never finds Mecole Hardman. I can't live like this.
Some people like that because, like, well, my bet is winning all game. Like, you're not down. Like, you're winning all game. But also, that's.
You can also lose it in the first 5 minutes, too.
They call it gambling for a reason.
I mean, I get it, but, like, I just, like, ugh. Yeah. I like, because, like, my bet is not, you know, like, I guess this is the way people look at it. In my mind, let's say I bet the over, and I don't even know if it's 14 and a half for McCormick. Let's just say it's 11 and a half, whatever. Is that the whole game is, no, my bet has not won, but it could on this play. Like this play, like any moment, Gold, here comes the money.
That number is 11 and a half. You know, we're just using, we don't even know that, we're just making up a number, but, like, yeah, that number is that low for a reason as well. Like,
I
mean, I
am aware that, like, but if there's a player on the Chiefs team right now who had a number that low, which is pretty much anybody around that level of player, who you thought could accidentally run into an 11 yard catch, it's McColl, right? Like, doesn't he seem like the most likely to, found a catch, at least on that end? I'd have to look it back up. I don't think I don't think totals are out yet, or over-under totals are out
not
yet.
Not for receiving. There are rushing props already out there for James Cook and Josh Allen. None for the Chiefs yet. Passing props are up there for Josh Allen and Mahomes, but we'll talk about some more of this stuff tonight. On that betting show. That's what sometimes I run into this on. Now we move the show to Wednesday nights, the betting show. And sometimes a lot of the props are not available when I'm live at 6, but then at 6:40, they'll all of a sudden populate. I've run into that a couple
times.
Now
we're talking about this. Anyway. I'm absolutely betting Mecole Hardman's over.
Go for
this week.
You go right ahead, man.
I don't even know what the number is. I'm just going to bet it because it just feels right.
Let's talk more about Allen and Mahomes. I mentioned their props are already out there, but let's stay away from the betting stuff for a second and just talk about these two quarterbacks, because I still think these are the two best quarterbacks in football, even if Lamar Jackson has been maybe the best player in football this season. But preseason QB list, everybody's got their list or whatever. I had Mahomes 1, I had Allen 2, I had Burrow 3. I remember Drew and I had a whole argument about it in August, and my whole thing was just more about staying healthy for Burrow. And to his credit, he's putting up insane numbers. But Josh Allen, to me, is number 2 behind Patrick Mahomes. And we get a 1-2 matchup here. We know in the regular season matchups, Josh Allen has won more of those. In the postseason, of course, it's been dominated by Patrick Mahomes. And the narrative around these two quarterbacks, I think, are funny, because last year, even if I thought it was a ridiculous stat, there was a ton of conversation how Patrick Mahomes should have had more turnovers. He was getting lucky, and there was these turnover-worthy plays. That was from Pro Football Focus. Remember, we kind of made fun of it because nationally people were utilizing it. So you fast forward to this year, in a year in which Mahomes has 9 turnovers and Josh Allen only has 4, and he's protecting the ball, he's making smart decisions in the red zone. The turnover-worthy play stat is just funny. Josh Allen actually has 13 of them this year, and Mahomes has 8. So if we're using the same national narrative as last year...
So Mahomes has more turnovers than he has turnover-worthy plays?
Correct. Based on Pro Football Focus.
That doesn't even make any sense.
I'm just reading the stat.
How can you turn it over more times than you have worthy plays of turning it over?
That's right.
I guess some of those are the... Unlucky. He's had like 3 balls knocked down to the line of scrimmage that have ended up as interceptions. Mm-hmm. I'm guessing they don't count those as turnover-worthy plays. As in, you didn't physically put the ball near a defender who had a chance to turn it over. I don't think Josh Allen looks any different this year than in any other year, except one area, the red zone where he's not giving the ball away. I think he looks exactly the same. He's on pace for the same number of yardage, same amount of touchdowns. He's just on for less interceptions, and specifically those seem to be in the red zone. But I still view these two quarterbacks as not being or belonging to the same tier. It's not meant to be a knock, but it's like when you see those stats and there's numbers applied to it, Josh Allen is closer to Lamar Jackson than he is to Patrick Mahomes. Those guys are on almost equal footing. I would take Josh Allen instead of Lamar Jackson. It would be a very difficult call, and I'd be very close to taking Lamar Jackson probably on that end. I think they're very comparably great quarterbacks, but those two are closer to each other than the gap between Patrick Mahomes and that. And some of that is just the simple reality. Mahomes has 2 more MVPs than Josh Allen has, 3 more Super Bowl titles, 3 more Super Bowl, whatever, right? They have somewhat similar stats over the last 5 years, total yardage, touchdowns, all that stuff. The hardware part of it is so starkly
different. I'm with you. Now, I'll play the other side just for the sake of the conversation. Someone would say, well, then what about Lamar? Because Lamar has more hardware than Josh Allen.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's but at least like it's not as stark. It's MVP stuff.
Does that make sense? Yeah. It's not as stark. They both have made it to a single AFC title game. And so, and I'm not saying, you know, like he obviously has the MVPs. And I think that if somebody told me today, like, oh, I take Lamar over him. Okay. I mean, you know, like, would I even like raise a fit about it? No, we can just like agree to disagree. Like, I don't even want to have an argument over it.
Cause
right?
How many AFC title games has Josh Allen played in? We know one against Kansas City, and Lamar's played in one against Kansas,
one against City.
So it's not like, so Lamar has 2 MVPs. Josh Allen's
played in 2.
Right. No, that's my point. It's just like, so, The hardware thing and appearance thing is kind of interesting. I just think if we watch Josh Allen and you consider what he has been able to do in some of these playoff games, is it much different? Like, is it much different than Lamar Jackson? Like, I would rather have Josh Allen as my quarterback than Lamar Jackson. And that's that. Some people would disagree with that, but and Lamar's going to be in the Hall of Fame based on the fact that he's already got 2 MVPs, whether he ever wins a ring or not. But both quarterbacks, we judge the same in terms of the hardware. Like, the next step for Josh Allen is winning a Super Bowl or getting there. Lamar Jackson, now everybody knows he's unbelievable and he's got MVPs. Nobody almost cares about that anymore now, fair or not, probably unfairly. Yeah. It's about, can he get to the Super Bowl? That he's set the bar so high now for him and Josh Allen that all anybody is really going to view them on is, do they get to the Super Bowl anymore?
Like, Patrick Mahomes, I looked up the head-to-head stats. Leads Josh Allen in every single passing category available. They have played in one game different. Mahomes has played in 105 games. Josh Allen has played in 104, including the postseason. So, like, you know, because Mahomes has missed some time and Josh Allen hasn't missed much time. He has a better completion. Mahomes has a better completion percentage, 6,000 more passing yards, a better yards per attempt, more passing touchdowns by about 45. Less interceptions by about 10, a better quarterback rating. Like, the only stats that Josh Allen leads him in are rushing stats. And honestly, the lead there in rushing touchdowns is significant to where their total number of touchdowns is very similar, but the rushing yardage is not as significant as you think. It's about a 1,500-yard difference over the course of that time.
The whole conversation, like, is this about legacy or is this about them being
I just think like just them as, battling as it out is quarterbacks. Yeah. Like if, or just think toe to toe, they're the two best quarterbacks in the league. Still bang for buck for me.
Yeah. But I mean,
just
think the conversation, like someone on the text line said, what's the, this isn't a discussion. Allen and Jackson combine Mahomes as a three ring lead.
That's a legacy conversation.
Yeah. That's a, like, well, so,
it's
like
a legacy conversation, but also I don't think, I mean, I wasn't when I was discussing this, at least. I don't know if this was the angle you were taking. No, we're not debating if Mahomes is better than Allen. That thing was settled years ago.
I just want to know how you viewed that thing
was settled years ago. The comparison was Lamar and Josh Allen more than that. It's the fact that these are the two best quarterbacks, but we're way past
it's more
the
who's quarterback two than it is who's one.
Yeah, we're way past the is Mahomes better than any other quarterback in football. That ended like 3 years ago.
Here's a good question to ask as it relates to this. If Patrick Mahomes was in the NFC, what do you think Josh Allen's career accomplishments would be?
He'd be in a Super Bowl already, obviously.
I think he would have made one by now.
Would he have won one? Would he have won more than? Would he have an MVP?
You just told me if Mahomes in the NFC, they would have ran into each other in the Super Bowl, and the Chiefs would have beat him there. So no, he would not have a ring.
I don't.
Would he have an MVP? Would he have?
I don't think that would be
multiple
Super Bowl
appearances.
I don't think it would be any different regarding the MVP than it is now, because it's a league wide thing. It's not just an AFC.
That's fair. I think that's a fair point. The only difference is he would have been in at least one Super Bowl by now.
I think he would have made one. I don't know if he'd have won it, but I think he would have been.
I think you make case for two, because the 1 year he lost, 13 second game was a divisional round game. So if you're not playing Mahomes, you're in the AFC title game. So I know you'll say Cincinnati, Drew. I understand, but I think there's a decent chance Josh Allen would have been in two Super Bowls already. We know for sure one, because he literally lost to Mahomes in the AFC title game.
The truth is, I think he would have one Super Bowl title, an MVP, because all of those things that help him. Where
who would he have?
Don't even have to play the Chiefs in the regular season.
I know, but in this hypothetical,
that doesn't exist.
But in this
anymore.
Hypothetical, Mahomes is in the NFC, so why do you think he would have a ring?
It's like the Rams year. Does that make sense? I'm not saying it's the year he faces Patrick Mahomes in the Super Bowl. I'm saying it's the rare full moon case where Mahomes isn't in it. His ring.
So you think if Mahomes didn't exist, take him out of the equation. He doesn't exist in this conversation.
At all?
You think?
Josh Allen would be a multi-Super Bowl winner. Patrick Mahomes just isn't in the league.
You think so?
How could we not think that based on his level of play? The thing that has stopped Josh Allen from genuinely, honestly, true greatness is because Patrick Mahomes exists. This is Michael Jordan and Charles Barkley. It just is. Some other NBA players would have won NBA championship rings if Michael Jordan was just non-existent.
I understand. I will say this one time. He played Joe Burrow. I don't know if it's been twice. It's been once in the playoffs. He didn't even sniff a win. Well, it wasn't even close. He wasn't even in the 13-second wouldn't have happened because they got killed in the game that they played the Bengals. And I think Lamar, to me, if we're having the conversation of, I think Lamar would have been in two. I'm more convinced to say Lamar, I think, would have been in more.
He for sure would have been in one. He would have been in one for sure, because he just lost in the AFC title game
last year. Yeah. I just think that Lamar.
They've only played each other one time, the Bengals and Bills.
I know. And
like head to head, like, I mean, I can't.
I know, and it wasn't a close game.
I know, but that's just, like one game. I think that's the smallest.
For the conversation, I think Lamar would have won. I think Lamar would have, in this universe, if you will, have been to more, or maybe even one more than Josh Allen.
I don't
has.
Think any of them would have multiple, though. That I guess that's where, in this hypothetical, I would disagree. Yeah,
okay. I don't think
Josh Allen would have won multiple rings by now. That probably I would disagree.
In a world in which Patrick Mahomes doesn't exist?
Yeah, because think about if we're just going with the same matchups. Like, do I think that in the game when the Chiefs were down, the first Super Bowl against the 49ers, when they needed Jet Chip Wasp, do I think Josh Allen's pulling that one off? No, I do not.
So think Jimmy G's got one?
Absolutely. I think Jimmy Garoppolo has a ring. Do I think against Jalen Hurts and the Eagles that Josh Allen's pulling that off? Maybe. I don't know.
Do you think the Bengals win that if they'd have gotten past the Chiefs in that AFC title game?
Would that be the Eagles year?
Yeah. That was the Eagles year, the year after.
Maybe, yeah.
I think that's in the conversation,
I don't
too.
Think anyone would have multiple. I think there would, if in the terrible world where Patrick Mahomes is not a quarterback in the AFC or for the Kansas City Chiefs,
I believe Lamar Jackson would get more.
I think Burrow and Allen for sure have a ring. Not so sure. I don't think any of them have multiple.
What's crazy is there's three rings you've got to, like, if you just give everyone the rings they already won, really what you're talking about is distributing three. So giving Allen two is probably a little high.
Well, yeah, if you even take away, so
but four appearances, you know, and so like maybe he wins that game against Tampa Bay because their line's not a disaster show.
Who did the Chiefs beat to get to that Super Bowl against Tampa? I can't. remember.
I don't know. Cincinnati, probably.
No, Buffalo.
Wasn't that Buffalo?
That might have been the 13-second game, actually.
That was the weirdo.
No, 13-second was a divisional round game because then they lost. Right. Remember, the Grim Reaper thing apart because they lost to your freaking Bengals the next week.
The Bengals weren't relevant when Tom Brady was still in Tampa in that Super Bowl. They
you know, it's
yet.
Getting so hard to keep track of.
Yeah, there's so many AFC title game appearances.
I
don't want to say Tennessee, but was it actually Tennessee wasn't in the AFC title game?
They beat Tennessee. They didn't lose to Tennessee in that.
It's getting really hard to keep track.
Was it Baltimore or Pittsburgh?
It was either Tennessee or Buffalo.
All right, here we go.
It was Tennessee.
Yeah.
They beat Tennessee in the AFC title. So, God, Tennessee would have been in a Super Bowl. With Ryan Tannehill.
No way. Just
thinking
the
about
the whole
that
math
crazy.
Changes because the Chiefs played someone in the divisional round, and that team wins instead of loses to Kansas City, most likely. Yeah. And then that team also beats Tennessee, and that might be Buffalo, right? That might be the divisional round at Buffalo in 2020, for all I know, or that might have been, you know, like.
This where we would have had a Ryan Tannehill versus Tom Brady Super Bowl. Is that what you're trying to tell me?
That would be gross.
No chance.
That would be gross.
No chance that's how the season would have gone if we do the butterfly effect and Patrick Mahomes just doesn't exist.
Did the Chiefs play Jacksonville in the playoffs after they beat the Chargers a couple years ago? Was that a divisional round playoff
game? Yeah, that's the game. Mahomes hurt his ankle. Chad Henne had the drive, the 90-something yard drive.
So theoretically, Cody, Trevor Lawrence could have potentially made a Super Bowl the Jacksonville Jaguars. Again, woulda, coulda, shoulda.
I just think... That's what the whole thing. It's like the hypothetical that you guys are pointing out that like, oh, Ryan Tannehill did it, or oh, maybe that year it was going to. No, it wouldn't have been. It would have been the other two. It would have been either Lamar Jackson, Josh.
I think we're still messing
if
up.
If Patrick Mahomes was out of there,
I think we still messed up the teams. By the way, I think the Titans year I thought was the first year they went to the playoffs.
No, that was New England.
What year was Brady?
They lost to New England.
Bucks.
I'm going. Tell me, going to the Super Bowl. They lost to New England.
The year they played the Bucks.
Yeah, he's talking about the year they played the Bucks. I thought
they played in the AFC title.
It was
the
COVID
year. It was Tennessee.
Okay.
Yeah. Multiple people texting in Buffalo, but I don't know. Again, they've been to seven of these things, you know? It's tough.
Just, you know,
Josh Allen would have been to, he would have been to many of them. I guess you could say maybe he went, I think he went to one of those, I guess, at that rate.
Random question.
For you, Gold, for you, Drew, over in the text line, 913-586-7965. Of course, you can hit us up on Twitter, Twitch, YouTube, Facebook. Let us know if you want to follow us on there. What do you see there, Gold?
Everybody is all caps. Bills!
Bills! The Bills! I'm not going to go back through and search each one.
Tennessee was the first year they got to the Super Bowl because that was the Mahomes down. He's not out of bounds yet run.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, great. Yeah. Either way, they've beaten a lot of different teams, of course, across 1,000 different times. So, Bills it is, at least on that end. As you know, I have been teaching. Only have two classes left in my first semester back at UMKC.
Time flies.
I am not giving... And I have not given a single in-class test. That's not what this class is about. We're not out here giving tests.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what we're supposed to do.
You have a project?
But the question is this professor in the wrong had I done it this way? All right, so professor's giving a test in the class. What he has done in his classroom, and I'm going to play you the clip, is install cameras to look at kids in the middle of the class. And what the clip you're about to hear is he... In the middle of them taking the test, starts zooming in on students' computers to accuse them of cheating.
No one seems to be paying attention anymore in class. I'm going to implement a new camera system to check on your screens here. Just be checking every now and then to see what you guys are going to be doing.
Oh my God.
Mr. Luca, what the hell is that?
What the hell are you doing?
That other cheating tool in my classroom.
Not cheating. It's not a cheating tool.
That looks like my lecture right there.
I asked it to make a study guide from your lecture. It helps me. It also gives me notes and summaries and flashcards.
Yeah, so that's cheating.
This has to be freaking illegal.
I don't pay attention anymore. You made me do.
So he's saying people aren't paying attention anymore.
So
he installed cameras, and then he'll randomly in the middle of the class zoom in on what you're looking at on your laptop, put it up on the big screen, and shame you.
So after the test or during the test?
During.
So during the test, he's got a camera in the back room. He's on his laptop or desktop. He's looking around the classroom to see, and he's zooming in on your work.
You're
and
then, on he, ESPN, then, he, then calls
he,
you
he calls you out.
Is this acceptable behavior, yes or no?
I don't think
in
you should.
In college, absolutely not.
I don't think the professor should be spending his time doing that, no.
Is the difference in
obviously,
college, do we all agree that I'm paying you the money so you no longer really get to be like...
Correct.
That critical of how I'm handling this. My grades migrate if I'm not paying attention.
Yeah. Now look, overall, like the simple answer to this, someone will text in, but we don't live in a simplified world. Is like, well, then just don't. How about you don't cheat? No kidding. Obviously, in a perfect world, nobody would cheat on anything and whatever. But that's just not the world we live in.
Who hasn't cheated on a test in school?
Right. So It's weird, though, that he, by the way, he's installing hidden cameras. Like, that's a little creepy.
Have you cheated
on a test before? Yeah.
That's what I I don't think anybody in their right mind can say they have at least glanced.
How dare you?
Yeah.
God.
Have you, Mr. Professor?
I don't think I've ever cheated on a test. I've cheated, but I don't think I've ever cheated on a test. The one time I remember getting in trouble was I used to cheat for other kids.
So you cheated too then.
In middle school, the one I got caught doing was we had AR tests where you had to get a certain number of points a semester to prove that you were reading. And I would take those tests for kids for money. So, I mean,
I totally wasn't cheating. Yes, you were.
Oh,
you
absolutely were. I was just taking a test. I did the reading.
Cody, you know how this works, right?
I did the reading.
But if you for somebody else, it doesn't matter whether it's yours or not.
You're an accessory to crime.
Absolutely.
Just because Drew goes and robs the bank and you're just sitting in the car and you didn't know he was going to rob the bank, you can still be charged with the crime.
If you're driving the car, you're a part of it. You didn't have to do the act.
But like, I knew the subject. It feels less egregious. You know?
I'm sure it felt
feels
that
like
way,
less,
but it does.
Feels like less bad.
The part that's weird is like, you're installing a hidden camera. That just makes me wonder where else you're putting hidden cameras, buddy.
Oh,
I don't like this professor.
Somebody made some like looking down someone's shirt.
You're
like,
putting hidden cameras and zooming in on your students. No, we don't need to be doing that either.
I honestly just don't think you like teaching. You should get out. It ain't for you anymore. This ain't the game for you anymore. Get into something else. You're like, this sounds like the teacher, the same as the coaches who hate NIL. Like, none of you pay attention anymore. Using AI to make...
Yeah.
To make flashcards, you're like, yeah, man, that's a tool that's available to this kid. What do you care if he's creating a study guide out of your lecture notes? That seems like a good thing.
But he's saying you're not allowed to use notes on the test, right? That was the issue, correct?
The whole thing was, I'm going to install cameras to see what you're looking at because you guys aren't paying attention in class. Dude, like, they were already, he felt he was being disrespected, I think, and then he took it to another level.
My younger brother would show me, like, when he was, like, he was going to the school for
Do you know what college this was at?
We do not know.
I'm fascinated to know what school this was.
So somebody has a... I don't know if it's true, but it's a funny enough story to bring it up, I think. My wife had an elaborate cheating scam in advanced chemistry. There was a genius in their class that would tap a certain amount of times on the desk to share multiple choice answers. Oh, he went on to NASA.
Yeah. I mean, look, smart people still cheat. I don't think there's any science out of that. My brother, like, I always wonder with this with cheating sometimes.
Cool, smart people. Because, again, they're oh, hold on. Sorry. No offense. From somebody who was not the brightest in class.
Oh, my goodness.
There are moments where there are people who are like, hey, man, help me out a little bit here. They didn't want any part of it. They were in there. They were locked in. They were not helping anybody out. A couple other people you'd be friends with, played sports with, whatever it was. They would help you out a little bit.
Only helped cheat the people that I liked. Like, if you were kind of a jerk, I'm not going to help you cheat.
Exactly.
I'm not going to let you copy my paper. We're not doing anything like that. Again, like, sometimes it's so, like, my brother would show me, like, the effort he would go through to, like, cheat on an accounting exam in college, right? He'd be like the Jason Bourne of cheating. And you're like, I got to be honest. The amount of work this took, if you had just studied for the test, would you have been the same?
Yes.
Going to say right now, had you put in this amount of effort into just, like, rocking a study guide. Are we in the same boat?
No. Me? No. I've already said, we've already talked about how much higher we think our IQ is. Given the events that have happened since I have joined this company with the whole couch thing, I'm obviously not the brightest person in the room. So if I studied really hard, I think I could get in the room of passing fine, but I'm not as good as if I'm just cheating off the smartest person in the class. Sorry. I'll take it. Either I get an A
apologies
or I get a B-.
Apologies to the teachers listening.
Yeah.
Yeah, my mom's a PE teacher.
Any teachers that might be listening that I once ever had, my apologies.
I got to teach my kids not to cheat. You know, work hard.
You should.
Their grades.
You should definitely.
High school, I was really, really bad.
Kids got a math test today.
At glancing.
Wandering eyes.
While taking tests and trying to get the grades up a little bit. College, I was a lot better at because I enjoyed the classes a little bit more.
I never cheated.
So I felt like I wanted to do better.
I didn't cheat. When I said in college, I never did. It happened one time in high school. I never cheated in college. It was a one-time thing in high school.
You cheated because
we're in journalism.
One time
in high school. Yeah, we all got caught. It was not a good thing. Anyway, up next, we'll get to the 1 o'clock.
I feel terrible now because this
1 o'clock hour. There's a report out there about a potential trade target for the Royals. It's been a little bit since we talked about the Royals going out and making a trade like this, perhaps in the offseason. We'll tell you who it involves.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
What's next?
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.